Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A man accused of committing sexual offenses against a 13-year-old girl has been acquitted following a trial in the Grand Court. The 7-member jury returned not guilty verdicts on all 6 charges, including counts of indecent assault, inviting a child to participate in sexual activity, and abuse of a position of trust. The prosecution alleged that the incident occurred between a 2-week period in 2025, but the defendant denied the allegations throughout the proceedings. After deliberating for more than 5 hours, jurors cleared the man of all charges. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters subsequently told the defendant he was free to leave the court, while reporting restrictions remain in place to protect the complainant's identity. In other court news, a man accused of stalking a woman known to him has pled not guilty in the Grand Court. Roshane Wayne White entered the plea in Grand Court today before Justice the Honorable Emma Peters. The single charge brought by Crown Prosecutor Andre Wedderburn alleges that Mr. White stalked the woman over a 2-day period in June. Mr. White remains on bail pending the outcome of the proceedings. The case is expected to be heard before a jury of his peers, with the trial set to begin on the 15th of February and run for up to 4 days. The matter will return to the courts ahead of trial for case management proceedings. 2 buses have been earmarked to start collecting rider data from the eastern districts.
We kind of know what the numbers look like for town, Bodentown, but when it comes further to the east, Rum Point, Queens Highway, Moritz, there's nothing to really give us there. But not only that, but we will be looking at rolling out the new app system also with this new shuttle service, doing the testing on it and seeing how it works.
Infrastructure Minister the Honorable Johanny Ebanks told Radio Cayman's For the Record program that the app will be, quote, very easy to download on your phone, and it will let you live track local buses so you can plan your wait time.
And that takes out the guessing, because a lot of the bus operators say they drive the wrong point now and it's a hit and miss. What we don't want is a hit and miss, because what we say, if people do know that a bus is coming, then they will be there. The problem is that now they don't know when a bus is coming or not. So with the app now, you'll be able to see where the bus is at. Gives you a little bit more free time to be able to spin at your home, at your locations, not having to stand up alongside the road and wondering how far a bus is.
Minister Ebanks says the data collected along with the new app will further government's work to bring a modern public transportation system to Grand Cayman. To the Parliament, the Public's Accounts Committee will hold public hearings on the 8th and 9th of September to examine the Auditor General's report on outstanding government recommendations. The report identified 249 outstanding recommendations as of March 2026, including 141 that have remained unresolved for more than 5 years. Committee members will hear from public officials as they review progress made in implementing recommendations aimed at improving accountability, transparency, and public service delivery. The hearings will begin at 10 a.m. on both days, and the public is invited to view the proceedings live in person at the House of Parliament after checking in with security or across several government media platforms, including right here on Radio Cayman's sister station Breeze 105.3. Law firm Ogier has appointed Alex Way as a partner in his private wealth practice. Based in London, Mr. Way brings more than 10 years of offshore legal experience advising trustees, family offices, private trust companies, and high net worth families on wealth planning and succession matters. His expertise includes estate planning, trust restructuring, charitable structures, and cross-border wealth planning, with a strong focus on the Cayman Islands and the British Virgin Islands. Ogier's global head of private wealth, Matt Guthrie, says Mr. Way's appointment strengthens the firm's ability to advise clients on increasingly complex international trust and estate matters. The move forms part of Ogier's ongoing investment in his global private wealth business. Enterprise Cayman is looking to address a, quote, growing demand for increasingly specialized skills as it launches its new future-focused pathways.
It's employer side driven, and that's a distinguishing characteristic of the program in that, or for the purpose of, not just providing training to people that we hope that they will find useful, actually putting them in a position where they are training for a role.
Cayman Enterprise City CEO Charlie Kirkconnell tells Radio Cayman, Future Focus Pathway connects local talent development directly to the real workforce demand.
It includes a tailored, on-the-job, hands-on training program designed by the employer in connection with the particular role that they're hoping to fill. Some soft skills training, which I think we all know that's something that everyone could use some help with. Hard skills training, and that hard skills training is certificate-based, which means that when you've completed the hard skills training, you have something that can go on your CV.
For more information, head over to enterprisecayman.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Record-breaking temperatures hit the Cayman Islands in August. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The National Weather Service says total rainfall for August was 4.4 inches, well below the 5.8 usually seen in the eighth month of the year. The wettest day of the year was August 30th, when Grand Cayman was blessed with about an inch of rain. August saw the mercury hit 95.4 degrees on the 15th. It's the new high maximum temperature recorded in August and the second highest ever recorded for Grand Cayman. The average temperature for the month was 87.6 degrees, logging 9 daily record highs. Folks in the BRAC didn't fare much better. The total rainfall was just under 1 inch. The 10-year average is 4.7 for August. The BRAC's hottest day was August 11th, when the mercury rose to 94.5 degrees, and the average was higher than over in Grand Cayman at just under 90. The National Weather Service says the 2026 wet season, quote, continues to be below average by 11 inches in Grand Cayman and 12 in Cayman BRAC. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can learn more by heading over to weather.gov.ky. Enterprise Cayman has launched its new Launch Lab Incubator, welcoming 18 startup ventures in the inaugural program. Powered by Global Startup Incubator, DMZ, the 14-week initiative is designed to help entrepreneurs strengthen their business, prepare for investment, and accelerate growth. The program opened with a retreat in Grand Cayman involving founders, mentors, and business leaders from Cayman and overseas. Participating companies represent a variety of sectors, including artificial intelligence, digital health, financial technology, compliance solutions, and mobility services. Enterprise Cayman said the incubator gives founders access to world-class mentorship and support while strengthening Cayman's innovation ecosystem. The program concludes in December with an investor pitch event where participants will showcase their ventures to potential investors. Finally, this evening, more than 250 people participated in the first ever park run at the Festival Green in Camana Bay, with support from the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability. The free weekly 5K event is part of the Global Park Run movement and is designed to encourage people of all ages and fitness levels to walk, jog, run, or volunteer. Health Minister the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes said the initiative supports the ministry's efforts to promote healthier lifestyles and build on the success of the Move It Cayman campaign. Meanwhile, Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean said regular physical activity can help long-term health benefits and reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases. Officials hope the weekly event will encourage residents to make physical activity a regular part of their lives. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. For a full replay of this broadcast, visit our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find and follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are available. Enjoy your weekend ahead.